the Huskies get an early third period goal to go up 1-0 with 19:41 remaining in regulation.
So 19 seconds, the time of the goal in the third period. That turned out to be the only goal of the game, which was pretty remarkable and shows how great both goaltenders played, and the Huskies hang on.
We did, and I think it was real important to get the lead on them. If they play with the lead, they're tough to catch up against. But it was important we got the lead, and I think that gave us some confidence. And then we created some more good scoring chances, some other good scoring chances. But CJ played real strong in their net, as did Jamie. But a good, hard-fought playoff-type hockey game. And you think with only one goal scored that maybe it wasn't an entertaining game or both teams are checking, but it was up and down, some hard hits, some good scoring chances, just a real good game. Those are the games we want to play in. As a player, those are the games you want to play in, and we're going to get a couple more of those this weekend with even more skill coming at us.
The Cal did a nice job of putting different looks of that goal on the website so people could see the replay, the far away view, the intermediate view or medium view, I guess, and then the real close-up to see what happened. It almost looked like Lowney and I don't remember who the other one was almost fought each other to try to get that puck out of there, and as a result put it in their own goal.
Well, yeah, I don't think they realized who was who. You get your back to the play and you see a stick come in and you're not sure, and I think the one defenseman just probably assumed it was one of our sticks coming in there, and it's almost like he tried to whack it, and it was a break. It was a bounce, and I think when you work hard, we tell our team, when you work hard and situations like that, you're gonna earn your breaks, and we earned a break on that goal, and it's not the typical goal you want to score, but it's a big goal and held up to be the winner.
A lot of sacrificing at the end, not as much maybe as on Saturday night, but we really were trying to block shots for Jamie Phillips. He made some unbelievable last second saves coming down to the wire there with the goaltender pulled.
Yeah, he had to make a couple, they're always going to find that open guy, and they seem to, and they were just funneling the puck. When I say funneling, they're just trying to direct everything at the net. They're just throwing it net, and you never know how it's going to bounce off your shin pad, the goalie, and what angle it's going to come out at. And you see that a lot in hockey now, and they got a couple almost. But our defensemen did a good job of tying people up, clearing loose pucks. I mean, they really did a good job helping Jamie. And just to follow up on your note, we blocked 15 shots on Friday. We blocked 23 on Saturday. So much greater where they blocked 27 on Friday and only 19 on Saturday. So we did a better job blocking shots ourselves on Saturday and a better job getting pucks through.
Tanner Carroll and David Johnstone, both with 7 shots on goal, really getting their opportunities out there.
Yeah, well, David had a number of shots, and he had a few that missed too on that power play. If he hits that net, he's shooting a little bit high right now. And I thought Tanner had a real good game on Friday. He skated well, worked hard. Rung one off the post. I'm sure he'd like to have that one back. That's as good a chance as we're going to get. But anyway, a good effort. And when you go around the room after the game and you look around the room and, he had a good game. He had a good game. He had a solid game, And we're only as strong as our weakest link, our weakest chain link, and we really didn't have any weak links in that chain on Friday night.
We go to Saturday night knowing that Ferris State would come out even harder. They did. They really tried to take it to us in that first period. Your thoughts on our ability to kind of hold them off in that first period again?
Well, it was we end up out shooting them actually in the first period, but I think the first probably 5 to 10 minutes the shots might have been, I looked up, I think at one time they were 7-1 or 9-2 or whatever. I mean, they came out hard, and in college hockey, when you play these back-to-back games, that's what you see a lot of time. The team that lost the first night, coach is mad, he's got his team all riled up, and the team that wins, it's just human nature to be a little more relaxed. You feel a little bit better about yourself, and as a coach, you have to try to make sure they understand that, we got another game to play. It's fine we accomplished something, but we got to get right back and do it again. And they came out hard, and they're a good team. They're a proud team. They know how to win. They've got a lot of guys who won championships, obviously, on that team. They got a great goalie. And our guys, again, we just, got through that first 10 minutes, and then things started to turn for us. So, which I thought we ended up the period on a real good note and had some real good scoring chances.
We did. And then we go on the power play in the early goings of the second period, and Alex Gillies gets his first goal as a Husky. Malcolm Gould, Tanner Carroll get the assist here. That's how it sounded on Mix 93.
Kemp trying to tie it up along the wall and eat some time off this penalty clock. Les Ferrance is there. Puck comes loose now for Carroll. He's got room. Tanner Carroll walks in. Sausages it over for Gould. Gould makes a move. Centering pass. It's got scores. Gillies, his first goal as a Husky. And Michigan Tech takes a 1-0 lead on a power play tally.
Well, they picked up the puck for Alec Gillies, his first goal as a Husky, and that was a pretty one, 2:25 into the second period. Huskies 1-0.
Well, big goal, and, you know, we were on the power play, and like I said, what happened on that play is there was a board battle on the boards for a loose puck, one of their players and our player, and I'm not sure actually who it was, but our guy did a real good job along the boards, keeping it alive, keeping the puck in the zone, and then Alex obviously picked up the puck, and what a shot. You know, he's going to be a good hockey player. I mean, his poise and patience a couple times this weekend really amazed me for a young player get thrown in that type of situation and the things he did. He's got some things to learn, obviously, you know, but at the same time, good for him. He's going to score some goals for us.
All right, well then, at the 7:29 mark, Ferris State gets their first and only goal of the week in Matt Robertson from Kyle Shemp and Ryan Lowney. A nice individual effort here by Robertson.
Tanner Carroll will get it for Patan. His shot blocked. Huskies with a loose puck in the high slot. And picked up by the Bulldog Shemp. Shemp across now. Play to the front of the net. Nice goal there by the Ferris State Bulldogs coming down the right side.
So Robertson gets the goal, puts it high over goaltender Phillips. Your thoughts on that Ferris State goal?
Well, they were starting to come at us pretty hard there. I mean, you could tell they were gaining some momentum. We had trouble getting the puck into their zone. We had a lot of neutral zone too. We started turning the puck over in the neutral zone, and they're a transition team. And as much as we talk about that, and you know, you play the game and you're going to make some mistakes, and we kept turning it over, and that goal happened to be off a neutral zone transition. Our one defenseman, you know, he sort of went down on Robertson. He's cutting it in. I thought he could have just stayed on his feet and been a little more patient and rode him out, but when our guy went down, Robertson held the puck, waited till he slid out of the way and came in and shot it. You know, big goal for them. They hadn't scored in, boy, I don't know, seven periods or so. So they were clutching their sticks a little bit. And tough goal to give up because once you give up a goal, that gives that other team momentum. And I thought for the rest of the period, we were just sort of getting through, holding on, because you could tell that goal really sparked them.
That made it 1-1, and that was a score after the end at the end of the second period on Saturday night. 15-8, Coach, we get outshot in period number two.
Well, those are accurate, and they missed the net a few times too. So we were holding on. I mean, that was, as you mentioned, our worst period. We just weren't skating well. We weren't skating, and then once you don't move your feet, then you put yourself in a position where you have to get rid of the puck, and we made some poor decisions with the puck, you know, trying to go up the middle and whatnot. But I think I told Billy McCall, their assistant coach, it was huge to get through that second period, just 1-1. I mean, we weren't very good, and to get out of the period tied and to have a chance to play for 20 minutes for a sweep of a team that had not lost a conference game all last year. I think it had been, I don't know, they were 16-1-1 in their last 18 games.
Correct.
There. For us to have an opportunity for 20 minutes to find a way to win a hockey game, to have a great weekend, I think that sort of rallied our team a little bit, and they were ready to go in the third.
You guys played great. We really played great in the third period with David Johnstone getting a chance on the power play. We had the 5-on-3 for a little while, then it was 5. Hold on.
Yeah, we had the
5-on-3.
Yeah, we had 5-on-3 for maybe, not very long.
And then a 4-on-3.
Just for a little bit, yeah.
And then we came back to a
5-on-4.
Yeah. Towards the end of that. That's when we scored. And David Johnstone gets the goal. Reed Sturrows, Blake Pietola get the assist. Here's the game winner.
Husky's back on a power play brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brent Peterson. Patan will bring it up now. Alex Patan gets the red line, shoots it in. Sturrows getting there quickly. Punches it over to the other corner. Sturrows takes it from the corner. Centering pass for Johnstone. He's there. Shoots. Scores! David Johnstone with a great move to pull goaltender Mott out of his net. Backhands it in. And the Huskies get a power play goal to go up 2-1.
Well, a big goal indeed it was, and it was just a great patience by David Johnstone.
Well, not many players can score goals like that, Dirk. I would say 90% of people would have just shot that puck. I mean, because he was all alone. It was just him and CJ Mott, you know, at an angle, all alone. And most guys would have just fired that thing. I would have.
I think everybody in the
building. Everybody's probably yelling, shoot, shoot, shoot.
Everybody in the building thought he was going to shoot.
Yeah, and, you know, he drops a shoulder, fakes that shot. Mott goes down, pulls it to his backhand, and then calmly, you know, puts it up over him in the net. I mean, that's a big-time goal. I mean, that's